Hello, everybody. My name is Todd Steed, and we are on day 7 of the Fall Fun Drive 2015.
Todd?
Yes?
The fun drive ended yesterday.
It did?
Yes.
Who is this?
I am the program director of your conscience.
My conscience is female?
Trust me, it's for the best.
What other options are there?
Would you prefer your self-conscious to be a woman who sings?
I don't think so. I mean, nothing against having a female conscious. I think it's great for those that are into that. But if I have any sort of say in this or any vote in this, I wouldn't mind starting out with a conscience that's my own gender, if that's possible, and then maybe working my way into a singing female conscience. I'll just push this little button right here and see what happens.
Actually, let's see, this is Steed, Todd. Yeah, you qualify.
Oh, hey, hold a second. Matt Schaefer Powell is my voice? I do.
Guilty as charged.
So now that you're my conscience, I mean, do you automatically know all the stuff I've done that I haven't atoned for?
Actually, I pulled up your file just before this conversation. Steed, Todd, Knoxville, Tennessee. How about ninth grade? Boy, this, you set Angela Floyd's hair on fire?
That is technically true. And technically, I think she probably maybe forgave me for that at some point, so I didn't bring it up again.
Yeah, you might want to follow up on that.
Really? I'll get that out. I'll get that out as soon as I can.
Okay, now we have this fun drive thing. What are we going to do about that?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little guilty about it because I want the fun drive to continue. I would like to take it on for a week or two.
It's hard to stop. And I understand that, but you have to at some point.
I don't know. I think there are a lot of people that really like the fun drive, and they would love to see it go on for, you know, at least a month.
Well, I think it's pretty much just you, Todd.
All these different voices coming in as my conscience, I mean, how do I know I can trust you?
Well, let me ask you this. Remember you were going to put that really big bet down on the Cubs to win the World Series this year? You were all into the whole Back to the Future 2 thing, and you could swear that this was going to be the year. Did you ever put down that bet? Did you ever put down that money?
No, actually, at the last moment, I decided not to.
Uh-huh.
That was you?
Uh-huh.
Man,
I saved you $14.
I owe you $14, voice of Matt Schaefer Powell. So when I pay the $14, do I pay it to physical Matt Schaefer Powell, or how do I get... Can I PayPal the voice of Matt Schaefer Powell?
Well, there are actually a lot of different... There's payroll deduction. You know, you can write out a check. You can give me your credit card.
Are you an evergreen conscience?
You know, I do have a program for that. Just when you call, just ask the volunteer, and they'll explain it to you.
Todd.
Oh, yeah, another conscience?
This is Greg. Greg Hill. You know, your program director.
Hey, what are you doing in my conscience?
You need to know, I feel... This has gone on too long.
You're saying that this bit is past its sell-by date?
By a bit.
Well, I guess I should just wrap up by saying thanks to all our listeners and volunteers and underwriters and vendors and supporters and those who called and pledged online. We couldn't do the Fall Fun Drive without you. And without you, it would go on for many years at a time. Before I go then, a few thoughts about our spring 2016 pledge drive.
Hey Todd.
Yes?
That's enough.
Hey, this is Todd Steed at Bonnaroo 2013. If you're wondering where I am, other than Bonnaroo 2013, I'm here in the media tent. This is kind of a special place. This is where they hold all the press conferences. Here you see behind me Paul McCartney, John. They're late. So in the meantime, let's check out some of the other acts at Bonnaroo 2013. One of the exciting things about Bonnaroo 2013 was getting to check out some musical legends that played together for the first time on tour, Del McCurry and Sam Bush.
On Saturday night, when our work is done, we load our music up on the run.
It's heavy traffic ahead, heavy traffic ahead.
We got the rebel,
rebel, it's heavy traffic ahead.
We pull out in Nashville right on time, the Bluegrass Special heading down the line.
Heavy traffic ahead, heavy traffic ahead.
We got the rebel, rebel.
Talking with Del McCurry and Sam Bush, who are playing as a duo, kind of like a reworking of the Monroe Brothers in a nice way. How long do you guys actually go back?
Well, I first saw Del play in 1966 at the Roanoke Bluegrass Festival in Fincastle, Virginia. I later got to meet him in the way I remember a festival in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, the first summer I went on the road after high school in 1970. So I got to meet Del in 1970, and we would occasionally cross paths, and there was even an instance where, I guess, about Thanksgiving weekend, 71, we were all down in Lakeland, Florida, at the same festival, and there was great jam sessions going on, and I had gotten my hand caught in a car door, and I couldn't play, and it was just... I was just dying to pick with Del in this jam session. And Del just looked up and said something I'd never thought about. He said, "Well, you can just sing, can't you?" So Del's always encouraged me to sing. So over the years, jam sessions at one of the McCurry's house we would go to and get to sing duets with Dale. And then we sit around and tell stories for a long time. And my wife said, just take it on the road, boys.
He's been around the middle and he's brought across the rump.
When you see Bonnaroo come up on your schedule, so you, someone emails you the schedule and it's like, one, two, three, there's Bonnaroo. What's your first reaction?
Mud.
Dust.
No.
Pretty girls.
Yeah, oh, Lord, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. In my case, you know, I played the first one that they had here, and I knew... I'd heard, you know, there's going to be a lot of traffic going into this place. And so we were in California the day before we played here. And I was really dreading it on account of, you know, we flew out there and then was going to have to bus down here. And lo and behold, when we bused down here that day, everybody that was coming to Bonnaroo was already here. So we drove straight into the Holiday Inn. That's where you register, you know. So... You know, it was from that time on, you know, I've always looked forward to playing here at Bonnaroo.
Well, you guys always are coming up with something different, because you played here with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and you've done different incarnations here as well. Who comes up with these ideas of, like, let's do it together, or and what other kind of crazy ideas you got lined up?
I don't know.
I mean, it really did come from just jamming together and doing, you know, singing duets and jam sessions. Really, either Ron McCurry or Rob McCurry or Dale and Gene throw picking parties. So we just go, and of course, it's really always a treat for anyone to sing a duet with Dale. So, I mean, a lot of people want to do that. So I'm one of the fortunate ones.
And vice versa, you know, a lot of folks would love to play with Sam Bush, you know, and we have played quite a bit, you know, other than at those jam sessions, you know, we've played like at festivals, you know, before together, you know, just for fun, you know, and when it's fun, you don't need to be paid.
But you will accept it if they do pay you, right?
If they want to, they can, yeah.
There should be an envelope somewhere around here. So how long are you going to do this? That, you know, where are you going to take it?
Well, really, I mean, we have played, I guess, about 12 to 14 shows since last, November.
Yeah.
And we've actually been going around, you know, recording those live shows. So we have hopes that possibly we could get a live album out of that. We just haven't set out, and now we've got like 12, 13 versions of each song from all recording all these shows. So I'm pretty sure that we probably have it. And really, we just think that would be more in the spirit of the fun that we have, rather than to go and it's probably just, we're probably a little more playful with it on stage than we would be if we were recording this stuff in a studio. So that's one thing we'd like to see happen, and then maybe if a record can come out, then, you know, in the times of years where it's slower and you're not on the road as much with your band, such as, you know, December, January, February, so it lends itself well to, you know, listening rooms for us when we're not on the road with our own bands. So we'll never do it for a living probably, but it is fun to do when we're not, you know, when our bands aren't busy, because I mean there's certain times of year you're just not as busy as others, and so and that's seemingly the kind of time where people do enjoy, you know, a specialty show, something different than they would normally see Dale do or me.
Well, gentlemen, thanks a lot, and thanks for sharing your air conditioning.
Hey, thank you. And I might add, you know, Sam, now he played in Pennsylvania last night, and he's in good shape today, though. He's going to really, really put it out there, you know.
You're on the spot now.
Well, when you get with, you know, with the big hammer here, you better put it out, because it is interesting to me that when we play a set, Dell's voice, to my ear, just gets stronger no matter how long the set is. He keeps getting stronger in the whole set, so it's really, you know, I got to keep up with the big guy.
So if you're bringing the big hammer, you got to nail it.
I got
you know, well, I'll tell you,
I mean, it was Paul Thorne that said it's better to be the hammer than the nail.
That's right. You know, people don't realize, but now I had plenty of rest last night because I've been home since last weekend, you know. But a lot of times musicians, you know, they might have to travel overnight to get to the next date, you know, and you never know how much rest they've had, you know. But it don't seem to show this old-timers. I mean, we can just hit it with those young guys. We'll just beat those young guys into the ground, you know.
I can't wait to see this.
Bear tracks looking back at me. You better get your rifle before it's too late. The bear's got a little pig headed to the gate. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour and taking 30 feet to jump. Ain't never been caught, ain't never been treed. Some folks say it's a lot like me.
Had the treat of catching up with Daniel Romano and the Trilliums, some true classic country on the On Tap stage, and perhaps the best dressed act of the whole weekend.
Little Shirley Melrose didn't have no elbows, her arms would a dangle and a wobble when she walked. I used to see my Shirley hanging from a spruce tree, tied up real high in a sailor's knot. Little Shirley loved me and I loved her dearly. Coming home to Shirley, Shirley was a real nice. She'd open up the front door while she was on the third floor and pull me up and wrap her arms around me twice. Well, old Lester Brownstone didn't have no knee bone. He'd drag his legs behind him while they walked on his hands. Things were going smoothly between me and Shirley till one day Lester Brownstone foiled my plans. Lester was a-crawling when the town bridge collapsed, and Lester was a-hanging and he couldn't do a thing. Then Shirley came along, found Lester hanging on, grabbed him by the hand and she gave him a swing. Well, I lost my Shirley Melrose to old Lester Brownstone, and I didn't even want to live another day. I had my mouth on the barrel when I saw Mary Carroll had no ears on her head, so what can I say? For little Shirley loved me and I loved her dearly. Coming home to Shirley, Shirley was a real nice. She'd open up the front door while she was on the third floor and pull me up and wrap her arms around me twice. Pull me up and wrap her arms around me twice. Big finish. Thank you very much. Here's a sad song. There's a cold, dark stare to my lover, and there's a big black mark on my soul. There was a time we were lost in one another, but now we're lost in the park of letting
talking with Daniel Romano, who just finished a